Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. And just a reminder, please like, rate, review, subscribe, all of those good things when it comes to the show. Make sure you don't miss future episodes to just support the show. Again, only had a few reviews recently, actually. I just happened to just check some of the podcast reviews just to see recently what some of the most recent ones were. And within like the top five was a review that my dad had left. And my dad has been passed away for over 2 years now. So you guys can do a little bit better job than that. I'd appreciate it if you guys could do that on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's real easy. Scroll down on Apple, leave a little review, hit the 5-star button. Boom, that's it. Now, I had a little switcheroo that I pulled off this week. Originally, I was going to do a different episode. And I recorded that episode, and it is locked and loaded, ready to go. But the GJR market stats just came out. And I don't like to drag these out any longer than they need to be. I have some people that listen specifically for these stats. You guys know I'm a big stat guy. I'm a bit of a nerd. And so I'm going to have to come clean to you guys. I had told you guys that the $250 Amazon gift card drawing was happening today. But you're actually going to have to wait another week because I already did an entire episode around that drawing, and I'm not going to scrap all of that and then redo it. And no. You guys can wait until next week. However, we are done with new entries. I would still greatly appreciate if you guys could still leave me a review on Zillow, which was, you know, the whole thing. If you left a review on Zillow, you'd be entered into a $250 Amazon gift card contest. I'd still greatly appreciate if you guys did that. You just won't be entered into the contest from now on. And next week, when the episode releases, it will be next week, probably the 22nd of October is when it'll come out. And people listening to that will have until October the 24th at 11:59 p.m. to respond and to say that they listened to the episode or watched the episode and recognized that they won the $250 Amazon gift card. In that episode, I'm going to say October 17th. I'll correct it in the show notes, but just know that will actually be October the 24th. Okay. So what are we talking about today? Well, I've already told you guys. We're going to be talking about I almost got a little New York on you guys there for a second here. We're going to be talking about the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors market stats. And there is some interesting stuff here. And we are just going to start right at the top like we always do with new listings data. New listings data. We have been obviously on new listings running hot all year. A lot of new listings, both new construction and resale new listings. And so what we have for the month of September is we had 2,301 new listings. That is by far a record for the month of September, 22.8% higher than the 1,874 new listings from September a year ago. Huge, huge month of new listings. A lot of people listing their homes, a lot of builders listing homes during the month of September. This is what's causing inventory to continue to go up. This is part of what's causing pricing to not skyrocket, right? It's this inventory, this dynamic is very important because it keeps the supply and demand balance in a way that keeps the market affordable, right? That's the optimist way of looking at that. Now, the pessimist way of looking at that is if you need to sell a home, you've got a lot more competition than you have in recent years. But that it's been a good market to sell a home in for a long time. We can endure a bear market. It's been a bear market now for a little bit. We will come out on the other side. We'll be okay. Pending sales. This number is always revised after a month. So we're going to look back at August. August, when the market stats for last month came out, August was at 867. That got revised up about 550 units to 1,418, which is right around where I predicted that would be. I predicted that would be around 1,400. And that's a slight decrease year over year from the 1,426 of August 2024, but very, very close. Now, importantly, this is the first, August was the first month of the year that we saw a dip year over year in pending sales, down 0.6%, 0.6%. Every other month, we've been positive year over year. However, looking at the month of September, the unrevised number is 879. That'll probably get revised by close to 550 to 600 units again. So we'll be in the 1400s again. And that's going to have a, that's going to be a huge increase from September 2024. So pending sales low in August. And listen, I saw this firsthand myself. August was a weird month. Okay. It just got really, really slow. September, particularly towards the end of September, things started to pick up. And here's what we're seeing in the data. We're going to see a massive, once this gets revised, a massive increase year over year for pending sales in September, because it was only 12 pending sales last September. This September, I'm predicting it's going to be in the 1400s. So that'll be a big, that might be our largest year-on-year increase of the entire year of 2025. So we'll come back next month with that. Closed sales. September closed sales came in at 1,576. Big, big increase. 20.6% increase of from September of last year, which was 1,307. So September was a huge month in comparison to other years or in comparison to last year and kind of in comparison to some other years as well. I think maybe 2021 September might have been slightly higher, possibly. But that was a really big month of closed sales for the month of September. And so, it, you know, again, this is one of those things. Right now, we're in this weird market. Some of this data looks positive for buyers. Some looks positive for sellers. It's really hard to tell exactly what it is. But in general, this is not a market that's really pleasing anyone, and that's why we're seeing the data and why we will continue to see the data kind of all over the place. But a lot of closings happened in the month of September kind of unexpectedly. And based on the pending sales for September, I would expect that the month of October will probably be pretty strong as well. October of last year had 1,308 closed sales. Would not surprise me if we surpassed that number as well. In fact, we have surpassed every number from last year with the exception of August, which was, again, just a weird month in general. Days on market until sale. Okay, well, here's one of the numbers that is going in the buyer's direction, okay? 54 days on market until sale for the month of September. That was up 10.2% from the 49 days that we had in September of last year. So it now takes nearly 2 months, right? Basically 7 to 8 weeks for your home to go under contract from the time you put it on the market. That feels like a long time, but historically, it's really not that out of whack from a historical perspective. We're kind of in line with general pre-pandemic trends, so we'll continue to keep an eye on this, but that's just something that sellers need to be aware of. We've been in this environment where it's, you know, been under, you know, under 60 days on market until sale for the majority of the past 5 years. We might see it go back above 60, at least perhaps in seasonal times, right? Seasonal slowdowns. That might be something that we start to see again. Sellers just have to adapt to that. It takes longer to sell your home. Median sales price. We had the second largest year-over-year jump in the median sales price for the month of September. It was 319, this is a weird number, 319,919. So 319,919. That was a 3.5% increase from the 309,000 number that we had for the median sales price September of 2024. So that's a sizable jump. So now, so basically 320, right? Now, I mean, we have been steadily in the $315,000 to $330,000 threshold basically since February of this year. And so, you know, the, obviously you hear a lot of doomers out there that are saying prices are going to come down, prices are going to come down. And as we've talked about, new construction has caused prices to come down in a sense. But when we're looking at the data on the meta level, right, we're looking at the entire Greater Greenville Association of Realtors, 3.5% increase year over year for the month of September. And the rolling 12-month average is a 1.3%, or the rolling 12-month median is 1.3% increase. So, like it or not, prices are still going up. Now, as I've told you guys before, that doesn't mean that every area is seeing prices going up. Not every neighborhood, not every house, not every, you know, subdivision, not everything is going up, right? We're looking at data from a top level. If we had median sales prices at 3.5% increases year over year and above for the entire year, generally speaking, that would be a market where the entire market is appreciating. But we've had so many of these months where the median sales price has only increased by 2% or less. And when you're in a market like that, that means that some areas and some homes are appreciating by 5, 6, 7%, and others have negative appreciation. Some are losing value. And so, again, we're looking at medians. It's the most accurate way and the best way for us to gauge this. But it's not perfect. It doesn't apply to every single home. And average, which is the next one here, especially doesn't. Our average came in with the highest average we've ever had in the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors. $423,495 was the average sales price for the month of September, a whopping 11.8% increase from the $378,799 average that we had in September of last year. So that was, that increased by almost $50,000. I mean, that is an insane increase year over year. I'm not exactly sure what's driving that. Again, the average, in my opinion, is not as accurate as the median when gauging what the market is doing. That's still a very interesting number. And out of all of the things that we're looking at, this is the thing that is like the record, right? We've never had a month where we've hit 423,000 as the average sales price. I believe the previous high was 414,000 back in October of last year. And so we just hit 423,400. We've never gone above 420,000 for the average. So again, the story is that even though it's taking longer to sell, even though there's more inventory, prices are still going up. Percent of list price received, this one trending more in the buyer's direction, right? We went down 0.2% from 98.3% of list price received down to 98.1% list price received this September versus last September. What that means is that if you list a home for $100,000, which there's not a whole lot of people doing that these days, but if you do, you can reasonably expect to get $98,100 for that house that's listed. Now, this doesn't take into account seller concessions. Sellers are having to oftentimes make concessions, pay for buyer closing costs and the like. It doesn't account for that. It doesn't account for price changes either. So keep that in mind as you're looking at this. But headline number, it's going down. It's getting a little bit softer. Sellers aren't getting as much this time in terms of percent of list price received as they were last year. Part of that is that sellers are being stubborn, right, about what they list their home for. And I get it. It's brutal right now. And a lot of sellers are just trying to, you know, just sell and pay off their mortgage and pocket a little bit of money. And in some cases, that's really hard to do. But this is what we're looking at. And the data is what the data is. Can't argue with data. Although some people will. Some people will come at me and argue with me over the data, and it is what it is. Housing Affordability Index. I told you guys last month this would go up as a result of mortgage rates going down. That's exactly what happened. It went up to 99. Now, that is a decrease from the 104 that we had in September of last year, a 4.8% decrease. But that's the closest we've come to 100 all year, right? We hit 98 in March. Now we're at 99. We want that number to be 100 or above. 100 or above means that the median family can afford the median priced home based on incomes, based on mortgage rates, based on median home prices. So it's factoring all of those things and giving you a single snapshot number. And we're basically right there, right? For the month of September, the median family could, and the median household income could afford the median priced home. Almost, right? We're barely short of that, but we're close enough. This is what's so important about mortgage rates, right? Because prices did go up in the month of September, and yet mortgage rates coming down had a dramatic impact. And they didn't come down too much, but they came down enough to make a difference. And this is the whole story. And this is probably why we had more pendings, why we had more closings. All of these are interconnected together. And this is why housing affordability is so, so important for our market. Greenville is an affordable market. When housing affordability isn't there, this market is very, very sensitive. This market gets very sensitive to mortgage rates being where they are. And this is why. When this number starts to get into the low 90s, the market starts to slow down a lot. When it's at or above 100, the market tends to pick up a little bit. Inventory of homes for sale. This is one of those numbers that is frequently revised as well. In very similar fashion to the pending number that we already discussed, it's usually revised by 500 to 600 units downward. And that's exactly what happened in August. August originally printed 6,540 homes on the market at the end of August. That got revised down to 5,969. So that got revised downward by about 500, almost 600 units. However, that was still a 32.1% increase in inventory versus last year. And if you're looking at the chart, you can see it. I mean, it's no secret. Inventory is a rocket shooting up. And September came in at 6,516. That's also going to get revised downward. That'll probably be around 5,950, something like that. But that'll still be another big increase from September of last year, which was 4,629. So the big takeaway here is that we have about 30% more inventory, and we're running about 30% more inventory every single month than what it was last year at this time. Buyers have a lot more options. Doesn't feel that way. If you're a buyer, you probably don't feel like there's a lot more options, but there are. You've got a lot more options, and sellers have a lot more competition. Month supply got revised. Month supply takes the inventory of homes for sale at the end of a given month, which I just said will need to get revised, divided by the average monthly pending sales from the last 12 months, which also needs to get revised. And so this number is always going to be skewed a little bit. It's always high. All right, so August got revised from 4.7 down to 4.2. Still a big increase from August of last year, which was 3.4 months of inventory. September sitting at 4.6. I predicted that. I thought September and August would end up being pretty close. So September will probably get revised down to 4.2, 4.1 when it's all said and done. September of last year was 3.4. So what we're seeing is months of inventory is hovering down here in the low fours, whereas it was in the mid threes last year. So we got more month supply of inventory. That means it would take four. You know, if I'm right, that's going to be revised down to 4.2, 4.1. That's how many months it would take for all of this supply to get bought up if we were to not have any more homes come on the market and people kept buying at the rate that they're currently buying at. So that is, I believe that's it. Yeah, that is it for today's episode and for all of that. Hopefully all of that makes sense to you guys. If you have any questions, let me know. Long story short, the market is going two different directions all at the same time. It is getting softer, but we did see a little bit of a rebound in September. Will be interesting to see what the rest of October looks like. I have seen activity in October has looked better for me than some of the prior months. So it's been a little bit encouraging, although it's been a hard few months, quite frankly, for me, for a lot of realtors. And that's just the way it is. That's the way the market is right now. We just got to endure. We got to grind it out. We got to make it. Like I said, we will make it. We'll find a way to survive. So thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week for the Amazon gift card giveaway. I will actually do it next week. Thank you guys once again. We will talk again. Oh, like, rate, review, subscribe. My contact information in the show notes. We will talk again next time.